President Donald Trump's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of the upcoming election have stirred anxieties in Vermont. Over the weekend, one of the state's largest unions said it is laying the groundwork for a massive strike if Trump loses the election but refuses to leave office. And several anti-Trump groups say they are preparing for similar scenarios. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld talked with a number of state officials in Vermont to see if those concerns are founded. And he has this report.
Judy Pond could feel that something was off.
Well, I guess it started with me waking up a few weeks ago with a terrible knot in my stomach.
Pond, a retired English teacher who lives in Norwich, isn't generally given to bouts of anxiety, but she says she was able to pinpoint the cause of her distress almost immediately.
It was the morning after our president said, well, he just didn't know about a peaceful transition. In fact, there probably wouldn't be a transition.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transition? Of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
That exchange between Trump and a reporter at a press conference last month isn't the only time the president has openly doubted the legitimacy of the upcoming presidential election.
The only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. Remember that. It's the only way we're going to lose this election.
Judy Pond's biggest fear used to be that Trump would win a second term. Now, her worst-case scenario involves Trump losing the election but refusing to cede power.
He does keep his promises, and I saw that as something really terrifying.
I certainly understand people's anxiety based on the president's really reckless and dangerous rhetoric.
That's Attorney General T.J. Donovan. Donovan says Trump may well attempt to block the counting of mail-in ballots or otherwise sow doubt in the integrity of the election's process, but he says he's confident that the rightful winner of next month's election, whoever that happens to be, will be inaugurated in January.
Trump doesn't run elections. Elections are run by the states.
And Donovan says his office will be ready if Trump attempts to use the legal system to subvert the will of voters.
And so if the president or others try to declare or certify a victory on election night prior to every vote being counted, yes, I could see some form of litigation, and Vermont could be involved on the side of making sure that every vote is counted.
Secretary of State Jim Condo says he understands why people are afraid that Trump will usurp power should results in key states not fall in his favor.
But I don't believe that we're going to run into that kind of a situation.
Won't run into that situation, Condo says, because the officials overseeing elections in all 50 states are girded for the challenge.
When the president says that, you know, only votes counted by 7 p.m. on election night should count, and we need a clear winner by you know, the end of the day on election day, November 3rd, it just shows a lack of understanding of how the election process works.
While Governor Phil Scott has openly criticized the president for his comments about the electoral process, his administration says it does not anticipate any post-election day disruptions. Some 2020 elections observers, however, say Americans should prepare now for a constitutional crisis on November 4th.
I can tell you that the likelihood of all that happening is greater than zero, and that's terrifying.
Matt Strabone serves as general counsel for a nonpartisan anti-corruption organization called Represent Us. He says there are two ways Trump might attempt an end run around election results.
The first is trying to stop the vote count.
The second way, Strabone says, is to forge alliances with Republican state lawmakers in battleground states.
And submit a slate of electors to the Electoral College who ignore the vote count and install Trump as president against the actual results.
Strabone says the single most effective way to combat those scenarios is to have such a lopsided outcome that no one can credibly argue the result. And Judy Pond says she's already working hard to get out the vote for Joe Biden.
I got busy with doing my little part to try to make a landslide, which I hope is going to happen and that will be enough to avoid all these possible horrible scenarios.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.